The Gemara in Pesachim, Amdaf Pehe Amid Beis, or Pehe Amid Aleph, 85, discusses the Shaila whether if you have different people on different sides of a doorway, and at what point are you considered to be in the same room? In other words, can you combine for a minyan, let's say, for davening? So Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, that if you're on opposite sides of the doorway, so you can't join. However, Rav Shua ben Levi disagrees. Rav Shua ben Levi says, "Afilu mechitza shel barzo eino mafsika." Even if you have an iron wall, it doesn't cause a hefsek between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything. So Rashi learns the Gemara Shaila as whether that you could combine two people on two sides of the door to create a minyan. However, Tosfos, and this is the way we'll see, we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch does, the Tosfos quotes Dari, who says, "No, what's the Gemara Shaila? What's Rav Yeshua ben Levi going? Whether a person may respond to Kedusha and Kaddish recited by the minyan on the other side of the doorway." That's the Shaila. And the Tosfos is saying, of course you can't combine for the minyan if you're not in the same room. The Shaila is, can you answer Kedusha or Kaddish? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need 10 people in one room in order to form a minyan. And Shulchan Aruch says, however, if there is a minyan, others who are, let's say, outside the room can answer Kaddish and Kedusha, even though they're not in the same room. Again, it comes out that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Yeshua ben Levi, as understood by Tosfos. So therefore, it seems to be an open and closed book based on Tosfos in Pesachim and the Shulchan Aruch, that in order to have a minyan, you need 10 people in one room. If you don't have 10 people, if you have 9 people in one room and the other, cannot form a minyan. However, is that so pashut? There's a famous Chuvas HaRashba. He was asked whether a Shliach Sibor, the one who's leading the congregation, he stands in a box. I don't know, a box, I guess maybe it was like a bimah, but the walls around it, maybe like in some shuls where you have a bim in the middle, and he's leading services. Could be, let's say he's 9, because he could be, is he considered part of the minyan or separate from the minyan? So the Rashba says, since this box is meant to serve the main Beis HaKnesses, we don't view it as its own independent entity, and therefore it's part of the main room and it doesn't pose a problem. So the Rashba says it's okay if the Shliach Tzibur davens in the box because it's considered tufo. And then he says it's possible, it's efshar as well, that since they can see each other, so seeing each other, so if you see each other, we view you like you're in one room, even if you're not. And where did the Rashba get this from? From the Lach of Zimun, that if he learns that if two groups are eating in one house or two different houses, or they're eating, so the Rashba says they could recite Zimun if they see each other. If you have 5 and 5, you could do a volcano. And even if they're in separate rooms, perhaps separate homes. This applies to tefillah as well. However, others learn the Gemara that know that it's only talking about, let's say, 3 and 3, like you already had a Zimun, but you can combine. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba with the Shliach Tzibur in a box. And even if the Shliach Tzibur, it's okay. And regarding the other reasons of the Rashba, that if you could see each other, so he also seems to paskin like the Rashba because the Beis Yosef writes, Simin Nunhei, that if you're standing outside the Beis HaKnesses and you put your face into the window and you see everyone, that he could combine for the 10th person. So it seems to me that's the way that's like the Rashba. However, many Achronim, the Mishkanes Yaakov, and others, the Vilna Gaon, they don't like the proof. They say, no, that's not, the Gemara is talking about only like going from 3 to 6, not creating a new entity. And also, he only said a Bederech Efshar. So how does he learn? The Chai Adam says it doesn't help looking, seeing each other. I say, how does he learn Pshat? Then you put your head in the face of the window. He thinks the person actually put his head and most of his body into the room. So the effort's a major machokas. Many disagree with the Rashba that whether seeing, because that is a Truva the Chida, actually they were in isolation as well. And they went ahead and they were in isolation and people could only see each other. So also he works with the Rashi. It's a major machokas among the Achronim, etc., Rishonim. So the effer B'Shas Hadchak, people seem, Rav Shechter was against this Rashba, sorry, he was against Porsh Binyanim, because he holds that basically in the people who wrote the Mishnah Brura were big Talmidei Chachamim. So in Siman, in the Chelek Aleph, he seems to say it's okay, but in Siman Beis, he quotes many people against it. So either way, Rav Shechter was against Porch Minyanim because it was in different rooms, and other Rav Asher wife and others, Rav Sternberg, were okay. But either way, so then, and so some want to make it this, so that's a machokes when you could count for the minyan. The Aruch HaShochan wants to make a more nuanced distinction. He wants to say the reason why the Beis Yosef said someone looking in from outside could combine for a minyan, because outside there's no room, so he's like tuffled to the shul. But if you're in a separate room, let's say in the shul, and it's the own separate room, then maybe you wouldn't combine. He wants to make a distinction between a completely separate room, so maybe if you're in a hallway, so then he would agree that you can. Like Rav Soloveitchik, if you're like, if there's no room to get into the door, you're right outside. So some want to make a distinction like that. So Surim B'Shas Hadchak, well, not everyone, some, Rav Shechter would say even B'Shas Hadchak don't rely on the Rashba. But many poskim say that B'Shas Hadchak, you can rely on the Rashba, you could use Porch Minyanim, or you could rely on people to seeing each other from different rooms. And as well, they get, as we said, Aruch HaShulchan. It might depend also if it's a room that's tafel versus a room that, you know, that's considered part of, you know, a whole separate entity or not. And the emphasis of those, those are some of the shilohs that come up in terms of, so the bottom line is about, so far, about what we said is that, really, so if you're passing like the Rashba, then seeing each other could help. Not everyone agrees to that. And then it would depend also as well on maybe from where you are. If you're outside, if you're in a place where it's butthole, so then you're more likely to even count as a minyan. But if not, so then you can. So this has been discussing already whether you could, when you have a minyan, or this is discussing a seraph minyan. The Shia would have to discuss is what about not the Sirfa minion, but you already have a minion and someone else wants to count as part of the minion, where that can be considered Tfilo Bitsibor, or not, would he be able to answer, etc. We'll have to discuss.